Welcome to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Today's episode features real estate insights from Premier Sotheby's International Realty. Let's dive in. Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Quick heads up, this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. Everything you're hearing has been reviewed and approved by David before we published it. The info is believed to be accurate, but you should always verify independently. And just so you know, this isn't legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Okay, so today we're talking about something I get asked about all the time. What exactly is a contemporary home? And honestly, I think there's a lot of confusion around that term. So I brought in David to break it down for us. David, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. You know, this is such a great question because people really do use the term loosely. So when we talk about contemporary homes, we're really talking about a design philosophy that's all about clean lines, open spaces, and this really minimalist approach to aesthetics.
Okay, so it's not just like any new house, right? That's what a lot of people think.
Exactly. That's the biggest misconception. Contemporary doesn't mean new. It's a specific architectural and design style. Think open floor plans, lots of glass, natural materials, neutral color palettes. It's about form following function, you know? Everything has a purpose. No unnecessary decoration.
I love that. So it's really about simplicity and functionality. What about here in Sarasota? Like, are we seeing a lot of contemporary homes, especially in areas like Longboat Key or Siesta Key?
Oh, absolutely. Sarasota has actually become a hub for contemporary design. You've got buyers who are really drawn to that modern aesthetic, especially in waterfront areas. The thing is, contemporary design works really well with Florida living. All that glass lets you bring in natural light and those water views. It's perfect for our climate.
That makes total sense. So if someone's looking at homes in Sarasota and they're trying to figure out what they're actually looking at, what are like the key features they should be looking for in a contemporary home?
So you're looking for things like open concept living, minimal ornamentation, sustainable materials, big windows, flat roofs often, and really intentional use of space. Smart home features too. That's become huge with contemporary design. People want technology integrated seamlessly. And honestly, if you're curious about what your property could be worth with these kinds of features, or if you're thinking about updating to contemporary style, you can check your home's current value to see how those upgrades might impact your home's market position.
Right. And I think that's smart because design choices really do affect resale value. So David, if someone's shopping right now in Sarasota, what should they know about the contemporary market?
Well, inventory is always shifting, but contemporary homes tend to appeal to a specific buyer, usually someone who appreciates minimalism and modern living. They're willing to pay for quality construction and thoughtful design. And with Sarasota's rising inventory, there's actually more selection than there used to be, which is great for buyers. You've got more options to compare.
Oh, wow. So it's actually a good time to be shopping if you're into that style. That's cool. Well, this was super helpful, David. Thanks for breaking down what contemporary actually means. I think a lot of people are going to feel way less confused now.
Happy to help. It's one of those terms that gets thrown around so much, but when you really understand the philosophy behind it, it makes a lot more sense.
Absolutely. If you want to dive deeper into Sarasota real estate, design trends, or anything else, check the show notes for links to more of David's content. We've got some great posts on smart home features, market analysis, and neighborhood breakdowns. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes.